brought to you by Community Medical Center, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communications, Salem Grain, American Family Insurance, Renza, Consolidated Grain and Barge, FNM Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, Frontier Bank, Farm Bureau Financial, Dins Country Meats, Johnson County Hospital, Armbruster Motor Company, and Midland Genetics.
We bid you good evening from Nebraska City, Lord Central Catholic High School. Tonight, the site of our high school basketball coverage, the Fall City Tigers are in town to take on the Lord Central Knights. It'll be a girl-boy doubleheader once again. I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's doubleheader here on KTMC. I want to remind you, we also have high school basketball for you tonight on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. Cody Schwong is at the Rowe Activity Center at Sacred Heart in Fall City, where tonight the Irish are hosting the Diller O'Dell Griffins. That also a girl-boy doubleheader with the girls' game scheduled to get underway right about now near the top of the hour. So you've got the Irish and the Griffins over on Sunny 101.3, the Fall City Tigers and the Lord's Knights tonight here on KTNC. You can switch back and forth, stay with us if you like, or enjoy both ball games. We're just glad to have you listening into our stations. Well, let's move right to the starting lineups for tonight's ball game and tell you a little bit about them. The Lord Central Catholic Knights are coached by head coach Mark Madison. They are 3-6 on the season, 3-6 on the year. They did get an upset win over Johnson Brock recently, so I'm not sure of the protocol that we're following here tonight. They may be going right to a national anthem before the starting lineups. We're going to see what happens. No, we're going to go with the starters. Okay, for the Lord Central Catholic Knights at home tonight, they'll go with Ella Welsh. Welsh is 5'6 and a senior. Jenna Box, a 5'10 junior. Aspen Meyer, 5'8 and a senior. Sophia Fulton is a 5'5 senior. And Abby Madison is a senior at 5'8. Those are the five starters for the Lord Central Lady Knights. As we said, they are 3-6 on the season, and they are coached by head coach Mark Madison.
Very clean and competition.
Well, we were given information that we were going to do starting lineups followed by the national anthem. But apparently, I apologize for the confusion here. They apparently gave me some bad information. Let's see what we're going to do.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to go to the national anthem. We'll take a 60-second timeout here, then we'll come back and look at the Fall City starters right after this timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTMC.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 7 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's got the extra mile.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Coordinate with the public address announcer and find out what the protocol is they're going to follow so that we can accordingly. And I was given one set of information, and they're doing everything just exactly the opposite. But sorry about that. We'll do our best we can next time. All right, we've already looked at the starting lineup for the North Central Knights. As we said, they are 3-6 on the season. They're coached by head coach Mark Madison. They did get an upset win last week over the Johnson Rock Girls, and that was a little bit of a surprise for everyone. Now the starting lineup for the Lady Tigers. They are 7-3 on the season, coached by head coach Andy Armbruster. They'll go with Elise Poppy. Poppy is a 5'6 senior. She averages 2.1 points per ball game. Maddie Jones is a senior at 5'7. Maddie is the leading scorer on this Lady Tiger team. She's averaging nearly 13 points per contest in the first 10 ball games. Ava Armbruster. Armbruster is a 5'5 junior, and she's averaging 6.9 points per ball game. Ashley Kirkendall, a junior at 5'8, actually 8 points per contest thus far this season. And Reese McNeely rounds out the starting five for Coach Armbruster. She is a 5'8 senior, averaging just under 3 points per contest. As we said, the Lady Tigers 7-3, and the Lord's Knights at 3-6. I already told you about the games going on tonight over on Sunny 101.3. The Sacred Heart Irish are hosting the Dillardell Griffins. We want to remind you also that our good friend Cody Schwann will be on the air again tomorrow morning with the Lord's Knights basketball. They'll have a Saturday morning contest from St. Joe, Missouri, down at the Bishop LaRonde High School, the Steve Burton Classic. The Sacred Heart Irish will be facing our friends from across the river, the Mound City Panthers. That's scheduled for an 11:30 tip-off tomorrow morning, and you'll hear it live on Sunny 101.3. We'll have that over with in plenty of time for the Chiefs kickoff. I believe it's set for 2 o'clock. So it'll be the Irish and the Panthers tomorrow morning at 11:30. We're ready to jump it up here in Nebraska City. Kirkendall in to jump it up against Aspen Meyer, and here's the tip. Controlled by the Tigers. Coming out of there with the basketball to the left side is Armbruster to the right wing. Poppy inside the paint. Looks to the baseline right side, Maddie Jones. Jones in the paint. Backs in against the defender. Flips it back to the top of the key to Kirkendall. Inside the paint, Kirkendall driving layup. Had it partially blocked. The ball is tipped away. It goes out of bounds. Cuts left on the baseline by Armbruster. And it'll belong to the Lord's Knights. Just underway here in Nebraska City. 7:39 to play first period. No score. And the Knights with their first possession of the basketball. On the dribble across the timeline comes Aspen Meyer. Meyer over onto the left wing. Gets it across court. Finds Jenna Box. Box back up top to Meyer. Now Ella Welch handles the basketball. Welch tries to go around the defender. Poppy can't get inside the paint. They flip it out onto the right wing once again. Back to Aspen Meyer. Meyer tried to penetrate into the paint. Picked up defensively by Kirkendall. Couldn't get there. Has to flip it back to the top of the circle to Fulton. Sophia Fulton in the paint. Here's a shot by Meyer that's up and off no good. And the rebound is brought down for the Tigers. Cleared out underneath by Poppy. Outlet pass down to Armbruster. Comes back to Poppy into forecourt. On the left wing, this is Kirkendall in the paint. Flips it to the right side. Open look. Armbruster for three. Off the rim, no. And the rebound is pulled down under the basket by Benedict. Benedict with the outlet pass gives it up to Aspen Meyer. She'll set the offense for the Lady Knights. Still no score in the contest. 6:40 to play here in the first quarter. In the paint, the ball is stripped away. It's loose on the floor. Everybody dives after it. Jump ball is called on the held ball. The possession arrow points toward the Lady Knights. It'll be Lord's basketball. They'll trigger it in on the baseline under their own basket. Sophia Fulton, the inbounded, stands just on the right side of her own backboard. Lobs it into traffic. Try for a shot that's up and off no good. Reese McNeely with the rebound. McNeely with the downcourt pass. Gets it to Jones across the timeline. Maddie Jones feeds into the corner. Back to Jones. It comes under the basket. No chance for the lay-in. She's trapped under there in trouble. Maddie Jones needs to get rid of the basketball. Gets it out into the corner now. Poppy comes to help her out. Around the horn it comes to Kirkendall to the left wing. Armbruster on the dribble. Ava Armbruster feeds Poppy, looking for Jones under the basket. Aspen Meyer has her covered. No passes there. Now Armbruster handles the ball again. Dribbles to the baseline, left side of the basket. Kicks it back to the top of the key. Gives it back to Kirkendall once again. Kirkendall looking underneath for McNeely. Pass is stolen away. On the seal on the baseline was Jenna Box. Outlet to Aspen Meyer. She'll push it up the court as usual. Aspen Meyer feeds it to the right wing. With the ball, that's Sophia Fulton. Meyer, lob pass into the corner, right side of the basket. Fulton moves toward the bucket, can't get it. Turnaround shot put up by Jenna Box. A whistle and a foul on the baseline, and Box will be at the line to shoot two shots. The foul is going to be called on Reese McNeely. On McNeely, her first personal, team foul number one on the Lady Tigers. At the line, Jenna Box shooting two shots. The first one is up and off, no good. She'll get a second attempt coming here. 5:34 to play in the first period. Still no score in the contest. Jenna Box at the line, ready to put up her second free throw. Takes aim. 5'10 junior is Jenna Box. Sits up, and this one is off also, and their ball is tipped out of bounds. I think they're going to say it went off of the Tigers. It's going to stay with the Knights. They'll play it in under their own basket. Sophia Fulton will inbound it, left side of the basket, tosses into Aspen Meyer. Meyer lob back inside to Fulton. She's in traffic to Box, and the ball is loose, grabbed up by Meyer. Aspen Meyer under the basket, feeds it into traffic. And a whistle and a tie-up, jump ball. Possession arrow this time favors the Tigers, and Paul City will get the basketball. We've played nearly 3 minutes and no score in this contest. 5:23 to play, first period, in a scoreless tie. On the dribble, into forecourt, is Poppy across the timeline. Man-to-man defense here by the Lady Knights. Poppy across court, fast finds Kirkendall. Now gives to Maddie Jones in the corner on the right side of the basket. Jones dribbles out onto the left elbow. Now reverses, comes to the baseline, feeds it into Poppy in the paint. Here's a pass that's going to get away and go over the midcourt line. It'll be an over and back ball against the Tigers. They'll turn the basketball over. An unforced turnover there for the Lady Tigers. They'll give it right back over once again to the Knights. Substitute in now, Hannah Collier checks into the lineup. Collier into the ball game for Fall City. In to replace Poppy. At least Poppy will take a break. Here's an inbound pass. I'm not sure what took place here. The official. Now the official's talking this over. They handed the ball to the Lords girl, and she tossed it into one of the Fall City girls for some reason. I think as he handed it to her, she dropped it, and it rolled off of her foot, and one of the Fall City girls picked it up. The ref blew the whistle. Now all three refs are having a little conference at midcourt trying to decide what to do. To me, it seemed pretty straightforward what took place there. The girl mishandled the ball, and it rolled out onto the court as it was handed to her by the official. Now the question the officials are deciding, did we fumble the ball or did she? Both teams have gone to their benches while the referees are having quite an extended conference here. They're going to get the ball to Fall City, and I think they got it right, folks. That's kind of what I saw happen. I'm not sure why they had to talk about it so long, though. Anyway, Fall City will have the basketball. The ball is inbounded to Armbruster into forecourt. Armbruster on the right elbow. Reverse spin move into the corner to Collier on the right side of the basket. Collier picks up her dribble. She needs help. That's double dribble called on Hannah Collier. She held the ball a minute and then put it to the floor and dribbled again, and that'll be a double dribble. 4 minutes, 44 seconds to play, first quarter here in Nebraska City, and we still have no score in the ballgame. Sophia Fulton gets it into forecourt and feeds underneath on the right side. Here's a shot off that's cut off no good. A try for a rebound putback by Rodriguez. Rodriguez tried to go with a putback, and she was fouled. She'll be at the line to shoot two shots. We'll see who this foul's on. I think probably on Kirkendall, but we'll have to wait till they post it. Yes, it is. On Kirkendall, that'll be her first, team foul number two. Rodriguez at the line to shoot two. The first one is up and good, and we finally have a point on the board here with 4:32 to play in the first quarter. We played 3.5 scoreless minutes to start this ballgame. Rodriguez ready for her second free throw. It's up and good also. She hit a bolt. It's 2-0. The Lords Knights on top now. 4.5 minutes to play in the first period. Full court pressure by the Knights. Down court pass across the timeline to Ashley Kirkendall. Kirkendall dribbles between the rings. She's at the top of the free throw circle. Pass comes to the left wing. Gets it over on the left side to Armbruster. That's Isabel Armbruster in the lineup now. Again to Collier. Collier feeds inside Ava Armbruster, and she has the ball taken away. Getting the steal is Sophia Fulton. Long down court pass to the right side. Aspen Meyer. Shot is up and good. Aspen Meyer with her first 2 points, and it's 4-0. I'd rather check that. 4-0 now for the Knights, up by 4 here with 3:54 to play in the first quarter. For whatever reason, they put... When you hear Randy miss stutter like that, there's usually... exactly a reason that's happened. I looked up and the board said 8-0, and I knew that couldn't possibly be right. Now it's 4-0. They corrected it. They had 8-0 up on the board for a minute. That was a 6-point basket. In forecourt, Fall City handling the basketball. Hannah Collier's over on the right wing, and she's fouled over there by Rodriguez. On Rodriguez, that is her Sotelli Rodriguez, her first personal, first team foul of the half on the Lady Knights. Kirkendall to inbound it. Gets it into Maddie Jones, gives right back to Kirkendall. Ashley goes inside the paint, hands it to Jones. Jones backs in, takes it to the hoop, driving Leon off the glass, up and good. Maddie Jones with the first 2 points of the evening for Fall City. And it's 4-2 with 3.5 minutes to play in the first period. On the dribble is Sophia Fulton into forecourt. Gives to Aspen Meyer. Meyer, the ball handler here, primarily for the Lords Knights. Here's a spin move inside the paint. Shot is up and good by Jenna Box. Box with her first 2 points of the ball game. And now it's 6-2, a 4-point lead for the Lady Knights. Maddie Jones with the basketball, tried to feed it underneath. The ball is flipped away and stolen. Knights come up with it. Jenna Box with the steal. Gets to Rodriguez into forecourt. Up to Aspen Meyer, the pass comes. Meyer, 5'8 senior. She's been the point guard here for about 3 years. Underneath the basket, driving Leon. Up and good. And a whistle and a foul. Getting the basket was Jenna Box. She's got 4 points now, and she was fouled. The foul was going to be called on Fall City's Isabel Armbruster, her first team foul number 3. Box at the line to shoot one. She's 0-for-2 from the line so far tonight. She missed her first 2 free throw attempts earlier this period. Shot is up and off, no good, but the rebound to Aspen Meyer. Follow shot up and good. Aspen Meyer with the follow shot, the putback. She's got 4 points, and now it's 10-2. Timeout taken Fall City. 2:42 to play first period. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the First State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skinner TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, this Lady Knight team here from Lourdes went 2-6 before the holiday break. They lost 5 in a row going into the holidays, came out with an upset win last week over Johnson Brock earlier this week to improve their record to 3-6. They are obviously a much improved basketball team over that team that went 2-6 before Christmas. Here they lead the Fall City Lady Tigers, who come in here with a 7-3 record. They lead the Tigers 10-2. With 2 minutes and 42 seconds to play in the first quarter, Coach Andy Armbruster wanted to take a timeout. His team down by 8. He didn't want to get this the hole get any deeper here. All right, the inbound pass for the Tigers comes into Ava Armbruster. Armbruster at the top of the free throw circle comes to the left wing with a pass to Poppy. Up top to Kirkendall. Kirkendall in the man-to-man defense, guarded closely. They give to Jones in the corner baseline right side. Kirkendall for 3. It's short. Poppy saves it from going out of bounds, but when she tips it back in, she tosses it right into Heavy Madison. Madison comes down court. Bounce pass into the corner. Gigi handles it now to the top of the circle. Left elbow. Jenna Box under the basket. Box with a shot that's up and good. Jenna Box has 6 points now in the ballgame. All of them underneath Bunny's short shots. It's 12-2, a double-digit 10-point lead for the Lords Knights. Here comes Maddie Jones with a driving lay-in up and good. Maddie Jones has 4 points. I think Maddie Jones just needs to make up her mind to take the ball to the hole because she's generally successful when she does, as she was on that layup and put it down. Sophia Fulton into forecourt. We've got a whistle away from the action, and we're going to have a foul called on the Tigers. The foul is going to be on Ava Armbruster, her first team foul number 4 now on Fall City. 1:39 to play in the first quarter here at Nebraska City. It's 12-4. The Lords Lady Knights leading the Lady Tigers of Fall City. Aspen Meyer around the horn to the left elbow, top of the key with the basketball. Ella Welsh. In hands of the cross. to Madison. Madison driving layup in the paint. Whistle and a foul is going to be called as Madison took the ball to the hoop. Let's see who they put this one on. Foul is going to be called on Reese McNeely. On McNeely, her second personal, team foul number five. At the free throw line, Abby Madison shooting two shots. The first one is short off the front of the rim. Another attempt coming. There's Hannah Collier back into the lineup for the Lady Tigers. Collier checks in. I believe Poppy sets out. Second free throw for Madison is up and good. She made one out of two. That makes it 13-4. The lead is back to 9 again with a minute 15 to go here in the first period. Maddie Jones has the basketball in forecourt. Open look in the corner baseline left side for three. Comes up short. That one was put up by Armbruster. Rebound, follow shot. Kirkendall, that won't go. Point blank shot under there by Kirkendall. Just would not stay in the rim. And now stepping on the sideline on the baseline with the basketball is Lauren Benedict. Wait a minute. If Benedict stepped on the line, then the ball has to go on to Fall City. Gentlemen, come on now. The official indicated that Benedict stepped on the baseline, and now he's given the ball to the Lord's Knights. You can imagine how that's going over with the Fall City coaches. I'm confused. 54 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's 13-4. Lady Tigers down by 9. Anna Collier tips it all the way on the far side. It goes out of bounds. A touch last in the corner over there by Sophia Fulton. Collier tipped it away from her, then Fulton touched it when it went out of bounds. Taking a break now is Isabel Armbruster. Back in to replace her is Ava Armbruster with 48 seconds to go in the first quarter. 13-4, Lady Tigers down by 9. Maddie Jones in the corner on the right side handling the ball. It's a man-to-man defense here that they're running against the Lady Tigers. Dribbling across the top of the key with the ball is Poppy. Feeds it underneath the basket. Armbruster had it tipped away from her, knocked out of bounds. Touch last by Jenna Box. It'll stay with the Lady Tigers. 27 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Tigers behind by 9 now, 13-4. Ashley Kirkendall will trigger it in on the baseline. She's on the left side of her own basket. She's going to have to hurry. Almost got a 5-second count there. Gets it into Armbruster at the top of the circle. Ava Armbruster picked up her dribble for whatever reason. Now a turnover on the pass. Stolen away by Sophia Fulton. Driving layup. Blocked away nicely. Fulton looked like she was going to have an uncontested layup and then got hammered by Elise Poppy. On Poppy, her first personal, team foul number 6. And at the free throw line will be Sophia Fulton to shoot two shots. 16 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 13-9. Shooting two is Fulton. First one is up and good. She'll get another attempt here. Lots of free throws for the Knights. Fall City has yet to shoot a free throw in the ballgame. Sophia Fulton ready for her second attempt. It's on the way up, and it's good also. She got them both. Hit them both. I think the Tiger fans wanted a lane violation there, didn't get it. 15-4. 11-point lead now with 9 seconds to play in the first quarter. Tigers basketball. Collier feeds it off. Moving to the right side is Jones. Jones with a shot from the right side that's up and off. No good at the buzzer. After one quarter, the Lord's Knights lead the Lady Tigers 15-4. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AgFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We get set to move into second quarter action. 15-4, your score. The Lord's Lady Knights coming in here 3-6 are up by 11 as we move into the second period, and the Knights will have the basketball. This is Ella Welch off to Aspen Meyer with the pass. Meyer comes right back to Welch on the right wing. Welch holds the ball a minute, left-handed dribble, moves inside the free throw circle, into Meyer in the paint. Ball is tipped away from Meyer. Welch gets it back and works to the corner on the right side baseline. Is inside the box, a whistle, and a foul is going to be called. Theresa Gigi tried to drive on the right side there and got fouled. Let's see who they put this one on. The foul is going to be called on Maddie Jones. On Maddie, her first personal. Gigi at the line. Theresa Gigi, a 5'10 senior, shooting 1-1. Free throw is on the way up and good. The Lord's Knights are now 6 out of 10 from the free throw line. And the Lady Tigers have yet to shoot a free throw. They haven't been to the charity stripe yet tonight. Theresa Gigi, second free throw. This one is off to the right, missed everything. And the score now 16-4. Lady Tigers, their biggest deficit yet, trailing by 12. Opening minute of play here in the second period. 7:34 clock running in this second quarter. Kirkendall brings the ball into forecourt, works against Meyer in the man-to-man defense. Gives the ball into Jones. Jones gets inside the paint. Had the ball slapped away from her. Lots of contact, no whistle. Underneath to Jones it goes. Jones driving way up, got hammered from behind, no whistle. Down court pass on the fast break comes Aspen Meyer. Meyer with a jump shot that's up and off, no good. Rebound Kirkendall. Kirkendall down court. She's got Reese McNeely out in front of her. Pass comes to McNeely. McNeely goes to the corner on the right side, holds it top of the key. Poppy with an open look for three that's off and no good. And the rebound to Aspen Meyer. Meyer pass goes down court quickly to Madison. Madison had it stripped away, stolen by Reese McNeely. We're back and forth, turnovers. Coming the other direction now is Elise Poppy. Top of the circle, holding the ball. Poppy works to the right wing. A cross-court pass to the near side, finds Kirkendall. Kirkendall finds Reese McNeely. Now back to Kirkendall in the paint, kicks to the right side. At the free throw line, they go to Maddie Jones with the pass. Jones with a long two that's off the back of the iron. Aspen Meyer with the rebound for the Lord's Knights. 6:20 to go in the first half. 16-4. Lord's Knights up by 12 here. Nearing the 6-minute mark to play in the first half. This is Meyer with the basketball at the free throw line. Is to Gigi. Gigi can't get to the basket. They took the baseline away from her. Gigi clears it down into the corner once again. Almost a double dribble call there on Rodriguez. She just flipped the ball away and got rid of it just in time. Now Aspen Meyer again in the corner. Gigi with a jump shot from 12 on the right side that's up and short off the front of the rim. Rebound comes down to the Lady Tigers. Coming up with a basketball. Call for traveling is going to be Reese McNeely. McNeely grabbed the loose ball after it got away from Armbruster and then drugged the pivot foot. Ended up called for the travel. So with 5:46 to play here now in the first half, 16-4. The lead is 12 for the Lord's Knights. They have the basketball, Ellen Welch. Welch picks up her dribble. Meyer comes to help her. Hands the ball, a little handoff to Meyer. Into Gigi in the paint. Gigi traveled with the basketball. Moved the pivot foot. A turnover will give the ball back to the Lady Tigers. Back into the ballgame. Jenna Fox checks in. Sophia Fulton also into the contest. Gigi, one of the players, leaving the floor. Full court pressure being applied by the Lady Knights with 5:32 to go in the first half. Kirkendall will dribble the ball up one-on-one against Aspen Meyer near the midcourt line. Kirkendall gets it across the timeline, takes it all the way inside the paint. Now she's double-teamed, falls to the floor, lost her footing, the ball got away. She may have turned an ankle there. Well, she's going to get up and try and walk it off. Kirkendall went down and may have twisted an ankle here. I think they're going to have to... She's going to walk off the floor under her own steam, but she will leave the ballgame after slipping there and turning an ankle. In to replace her, Maddie Jones back in off the bench. 5:17 to play here in the first half, 16-4, 12-point lead now for the Lady Knights. Into forecourt, on the dribble is Fulton. Fulton gives off onto the left wing with the basketball. Back to the right side it comes. Inside the paint. They flip it out onto the left wing again. It goes to Welch. Welch holds the basketball. Aspen Meyer on the right wing. Meyer bounce pass inside the paint. Moving to the hoop, a whistle and a foul. And we'll be at the free throw line again. This time shooting two shots will be Evie Madison. Foul is going to be called, I think, on Collier. I'm going to have to wait. Yes, it is. On Collier, that's her first. At the free throw line, the shot is up and good for Evie Madison. She's now made 2 out of 3 from the charity stripe. Stretches the lead out to 13 points now, 17-4. Evie Madison. Second free throw is up. This one is good also. She hit them both. Ball City has yet to shoot a free throw from the charity stripe, and the Knights have got a bucketful. 18-4, a 14-point lead with 4 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the first half. Here's Maddie Jones with a jump shot in the paint that's partially blocked by Meyer. Meyer got the defensive rebound. She'll push the ball down court herself. Feeds it to the left side baseline. Turnaround spin move, boxed, and a box couldn't put it up. And she'll have to clear it back to the top of the key. This is Fulton, finds Meyer with it. The ball is loose on the floor and stolen away. With the steal, Elise Coffey. He lost the handle on it, turns it right back over. Now it's a fast break the other way. Aspen Meyer shot over Reese McNeely. Up and good. Meyer got the basket to fall. McNeely got around in front of her. There was no whistle, no contact. And it's 20-4. The Knights just continue to pull away and open up the lead here. Tiger need to find some offense with the dribble. And underneath, they go with it. Anna Collier, shot is up. Point-blank range under the basket. It rimmed off. Wouldn't go down for her. Rebound to Meyer. Meyer takes it all the way in for a driving layup. Doesn't get it. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back up. Won't go. Rebound. Box. Put back shot up and good. Jenna Box has 8 points. Got her own rebound in the putback. We've got a timeout taken now by the Knights with 3:36 to play in the first half. 22-4, your score. We're back in 30 seconds with the Bruce State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, the Lady Tigers just not able to find any offense at all in the ballgame so far tonight. They find themselves down by 18 points, and we still have 3:36 left to play in the first half of the ballgame. Our score, 22-4. The Lords Lady Knights on top, an 18-point advantage. One glaring stat that jumps out at you here is the fact that the Lady Knights have made 8 out of 13 free throws, and Fall City has yet to shoot a free throw. So an 8-point disparity right there out of that 18-point deficit. That by no means is a difference, but certainly not helping. Fall City's basketball against full court pressure. Turnovers have been costly here. They've given up some points off these turnovers, trying to break the press, still in backcourt on the dribble. Across the timeline, ball is dribbled away and stolen once again. Now a tie-up. And the possession arrow points toward Fall City. Isabel Armbruster got tied up near midcourt, then had to just dive after the basketball and get the tie-up. Fall City will maintain possession of the basketball. Inbounding the pass for the Tigers is Reese McNeely into Hannah Collier. Collier on the right wing. Picks up her dribble. Her bounce pass goes into the corner. There's a jump shot by Armbruster. Up and good. Isabel Armbruster with her first 2 points coming off the bench. Hits a little 8-foot jumper from the right side of the free throw lane. Makes it 22-6. 3 minutes to play here in the first half. In traffic, Fox kicks it to the corner. Long three up and off the rim. Bounce around. Rebound Collier. Anna Collier comes down with the rebound. She'll bring the basketball up court herself. Dribbles right through the pressure. Takes it through the press. This is Maddie Jones now. Jones on the right side. Jones has the ball taken away from her. Stolen over there by Jenna Box. Other direction with the basketball to the right side is Meyer. Man-to-man defense by the Lady Tigers, trying to put a stop to this 22-6 runaway that we've got going. There's a driving layup in the paint. Ball tipped away, wrapped up loose, and the putback up off the glass and good. Getting the basket was Jenna Box. She's in double figures and has 10 points in the ballgame. It's 24-6. Lords Knights on top. 2 minutes, 10 seconds to go. Here in the first half, Anna Collier with a pass to the near side to Poppy. Poppy driving layup, partially blocked, a whistle and a foul. And it looks like Elise Poppy is going to be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. These will be our first free throws of the first half here. Foul is going to be called on Abby Madison, her first, team foul number two. Free throw is up and off. No good for Poppy. She'll get another try here. Elise Poppy will have a second attempt coming. Kirkendall back into the lineup now, replacing Hannah Collier for the Lady Tigers. 2:05 to go in the first half. Elise Poppy, second free throw is up. This one is good. She got the second one to fall. Makes it now 24-7 with 2 minutes to go even here in the first half. Sophia Fulton gives up to Aspen Meyer. Meyer, a cross-court pass to the far side. In the paint, moving toward the basket is Fox. Shot is up by Fox. Couldn't get it, but a whistle and a foul. And Fox will be back at the line once again. The foul is going to be called on Reese McNeely. That's her third personal. At the free throw line, Jenna Box. She's 0-for-3 from the line. You're shooting two shots. First one is up and good. Jenna Box now has 11 points in the ballgame tonight in double figures. It's 25-7, our score now, with a minute 49 to play. Still in the first half here at Nebraska City Lourdes. Jenna Box ready to put up her second free throw attempt. 1 out of 4 so far tonight. This one is on the way up. It's good. Hit a boat that time, so now she's 2 out of 5 from the line. She has 12 points for the Lady Knights. Clock running at 1:45 to go here in the first half. Across the timeline comes Armbruster with the basketball. Ava Armbruster tries to get around the defender in that man-to-man defense. Gives to Maddie Jones. Jones takes it into the paint. Goes for driving layup. Nope, they're going to say she traveled. Defenders got her to do a little stutter step there, and they call her for traveling. It'll turn the ball back over to the Lady Knights. 90 seconds to play here in the first half, 26-7. A 19-point deficit for the Lady Tigers. Somewhat of a surprise here when you look at the records coming into this one. Fall City came in at 7-3. There's a driving layup. Offensive foul is going to be called on the baseline against the Knights. The offensive foul on Sophia Fulton, her first, team foul number 3. As we said, the Lady Tigers came in here 7-3. The Knights at 3-6. On paper, it looked like maybe Fall City might be all right tonight, but they have really just been down from the get-go. The Knights really jumped on them early and have never looked back. 1 minute to play here in the first half. A 19-point deficit for the Lady Tigers. They trail 26-7. Fall City with the basketball. Maddie Jones, turnaround jump shot in the paint. It won't go. The ball will not go in the hole tonight for the Lady Tigers. Now we're down to 45 seconds to play here in the first half. 26-7. Be sure and stay with us for our halftime show presented by Highland Community College. Aspen Meyer tries to move to the basket as her shot blocked away. Highland Community College will be presenting our halftime show. We'll give you a recap of the first half scoring, let you know how it went. Not a lot to talk about for the Tigers. Only 7 points on the board. Inbound pass. Shot is up. Box sets on the rim and won't fall. And the rebound is pulled down by Poppy. Outlet pass to Armbruster. Ava Armbruster wants to take it into the paint. Oh, she tried to feed it on the right side to Isabel Armbruster. Isabel wasn't ready for it, and the ball got away and went out of bounds. Another turnover for the Lady Tigers. 24 seconds to play here as the Lady Knights bring the basketball up the court. Sophia Fulton on the dribble. Armbruster covers her. Up to Aspen Meyer. She just holds the ball for a minute. Meyer, now with a pass to the right side. Gives it over to Sophia Fulton. 9 seconds, 8 seconds. Back up top to Aspen Meyer. 5 seconds. Meyer flips it into the corner. 2 seconds. Here's a shot at the buzzer that's up and good. They got it. Hitting the shot was Ella Welch, her first 2 points. And that makes our halftime score the Nebraska City Lourdes Lady Knights 28 and the Lady Tigers of Fall City 7. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout. Then we'll be back with the Highland Community College Halftime Report. That's coming up on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus.
With no classroom, right? And low tuition. Peru State is home. College. Schedule a tour.
Central Catholic's gym here in Nebraska City. Time now for the Highland Community College Halftime Report. Highland Community College, they're close to home and far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, not a good first half of basketball for the Lady Tigers. They came out flat, couldn't find much offense. They trail at halftime 28-7. Individual scoring for the Lord's Knights. Jenna Box leads the way. She's in double figures and has 12 points. Aspen Meyer added 6. 3 points for Emmy Madison. 2 points each for Ella Welsh and Rodriguez, Cindy Rodriguez, and Theresa Gigi added 1 for their total of 28. From the free throw line, the Lord's Knights hit 10 out of 15 free throw attempts. For the Lady Tigers, Maddie Jones leads the way with 4 points. Isabel Armbruster added 2, and Elise Poppy with 1 for their total of 7. From the free throw line, the Tigers 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Pretty much a non-existent offense in that first half for the Lady Tigers. It'll be interesting to see what they can cook up here at halftime to come out and find some points in the third quarter. Don't forget, this is the first half of a doubleheader. We'll have the boys watch the game coming up after this one. Right now, we're going to take a 2-minute timeout, send it back to Aaron Wisdom at the KTNC studios. 2 minutes of information, we'll give you a weather update, another 2 minutes, and we'll be back in about 5 with third quarter action right here on KTNC.
Since the day Frontier Bank first opened its doors for business in 1880, we've served the credit and investment needs of this area. The money that's deposited with us is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, farms, and small businesses, where it can help create new opportunities for everyone in our community. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders or see us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn, or west of Witt in Fall City, your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our A-State territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Vans Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Vans Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Hi, I am Mary Kitch, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beale and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new home health director and Jolene Bartles as our new radiology supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as foundation director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC, Fall City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Patrick McMillan. As we make our way into the beginning of the weekend, a weak low pressure system moving through brings the chance for some snow. By the end of the weekend, that low pressure system will have moved off, replaced by a high pressure system that will cause some relatively calm weather lasting through the middle of the work week. Then another low pressure system brings back the chance for some rain. High temperatures will generally be above the average for this time of year of 34 degrees. Taking a closer look at the forecast for this evening, a slight chance of snow starting late, mostly cloudy skies and a low around 24. Tomorrow, a chance of snow continues with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 33. Tomorrow night, a chance of snow early, then mostly cloudy skies and a low around 18 later in the night. By Sunday, sunny skies with a high temperature near 41 degrees. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, 39.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 7 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's got the extra mile.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and season strategies. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Ryan Larson, administrator of Community Medical Center in Falls City. I wish to thank all our physicians, nurses, technicians, and staff that have cared for so many people this year. Your commitment to caring shines in all you do. I'd also like to thank the community and all the patients we've served at our hospital and clinics for allowing us to help get you well and help keep you well, for trusting us when you were sick, afraid, or in pain, and for sharing with us moments of special joy. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy New Year.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back once again to Nebraska City, Ward Central Catholic High School. It's halftime. The Lady Knights are leading the Falls City Lady Tigers 28-7, our halftime score. Scoring update from Falls City and the game being heard tonight over on Sunny 101.3 at the half. The Sacred Heart Irish girls are leading Diller Odell. The score there at halftime, 27-7. Sacred Heart leading Diller Odell, 27-7, a nearly identical score to what we've got here at 28-7. Don't forget, coming up the second half of our doubleheader tonight will be the boys' game between Falls City and Lord Central Catholic. Also tomorrow morning, over on Sunny 101.3, the Falls City of the Sacred Heart Irish will be taking on the Panthers from Mound City. That game will be an 11:30 tip-off from Bishop LeBron High School in St. Joseph. Cody Schwann will have the call for you on that. We'll have that game finished up in time for the Chiefs kickoff tomorrow on Sunny. Back to live action here in the third quarter. The basketball will belong to the Knights. They put it inside the paint. The ball is tipped away and stolen by Maddie Jones. Jones showing some defense, gets the steal. The outlet pass to Armbruster. Ava Armbruster into forecourt. Runs a little weave. Lost the handle momentarily. Got the basketball back. Weaver. Weave to the left side. Now it comes across court to Poppy. Poppy tries to feed it underneath to Jones. Looking underneath for Kirkendall. She got double teamed and has to dribble out into the corner to get away from the defenders. In the paint, jump shot is up and good by Ashley Kirkendall. Kirkendall with her first 2 points of the ball game on the jump shot in the paint. 28-9. Into forecourt. With the dribble is Ella Welsh. Welsh off to Aspen Meyer, the point guard. Comes back to Welsh on the near side. Welsh looking for Benedict underneath. Now Jenna Box cuts through the paint. No luck there. Instead, it goes back to Box in the corner, stolen away by Jones. Jones with the steal, gives the outlet pass up court to Ava Armbruster. Armbruster across court pass, finds Elise Poppy in the paint. Poppy drives all the way in for driving. Lynch got the basket, and she's fouled. Elise Poppy got the bucket to fall and drew the foul. She'll be at the line for the and one. The foul is going to be called. Now it's down in the far end. We're in the corner here, so bad angle to see what's going on. Lauren Benedict got called for the personal. Her first team foul, number one of the half. At the free throw line, Elise Poppy for the and one. Free throw is up, and it is good. She got it. Poppy's now got 4 points. So, Lady Tigers open with 5 straight points. They've cut that deficit down now to 28-12. It was 28-7 at the half. Into forecourt comes Ella Welsh with the ball for the Lady Knights. Welsh got herself trapped in the corner. Box comes down to help her out. Now the pass comes out onto the wing to Fulton. Back to the left side. A long three is off the rim and doesn't go. The rebound pulled down by Poppy. Poppy up court to Kirkendall. She'll push it across the court. Meyer in her face, stride for stride. Kirkendall takes it down into the corner on the right side of the basket. Now picked up her dribble. Back to the top of the key. Gives it up to Armbruster. On the left wing to Jones. Jones works to the free throw line. Feeds it back to Armbruster once again, who works into the corner on the baseline left side of the basket. All the way in for the driving layup goes Kirkendall with a whistle and a foul. I'm not sure if this is going to be on the floor or if Kirkendall will be shooting here. Looks like they're going to put her at the line to shoot two. The foul is going to be on Benedict. That is her second personal, team foul number two. Shooting two shots at the free throw line for Kirkendall. The first one is up and good. Ashley Kirkendall now has 3 points. She'll have a second shot coming. Tigers have come out and opened with 6 straight points to start this third quarter. Shot is on the way good. That's 7 straight points. And what was once an insurmountable lead has now suddenly been trimmed down to just 14 points here. A couple more baskets, and the Tigers are going to feel like they're back in this thing. Aspen Meyer with the ball goes to the right wing to Benedict. A cross-court pass near side, Jenna Box. Box feeds Meyer into the paint. Open look from the corner for three. Right side up and off, no good, and the rebound to Ava Armbruster. Armbruster will bring the ball down court herself, puts it to Jones on the left wing. Maddie Jones takes a couple of dribbles, works inside the paint, feeds it into traffic. Oh, she went into McNeely. McNeely didn't see it coming. The ball got away loose. It's picked up on the baseline, stolen away by the Knights. 2-on-1 fast break. Here come the Lords Knights. They beat it to the left side and threw it away. Looking for Benedict under the basket right about now. Sophia Fulton's wishing she'd just taken the ball to the hole. Timeout taken by the Knights. 5:21 to play third period. 28-14. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skinner TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
5 minutes, 21 seconds to play in the third quarter here at Lord Central in Nebraska City. Our score 28-14, still a 14-point lead for the Lady Knights. But keep in mind, it was 28-7 at halftime, so the Lady Tigers have opened with 7 unanswered points to start this third quarter, and now they've pulled back to within 14 at the 5:21 mark. Coach Mark Madison has seen enough after that last turnover, and he decided to take a timeout here and try and settle his girls down a little bit. Took a full timeout. Now the Lady Tigers break their huddle with Coach Andy Armbruster, and they come out and take the floor, and we're ready to get underway. Fall City's basketball against full court pressure. They'll play in under the Knights basket. Inbound the pass to Ava Armbruster. Armbruster gives it back to Kirkendall, and Ashley Kirkendall will push the ball up the court. Guarded by Meyer, man-to-man on the one-on-one defense there. Kirkendall top of the circle, pass to the right wing, gives it to Isabel Armbruster. Right back it comes to Kirkendall. Kirkendall clears the pass to Elise Poppy. Poppy in the paint, driving layup, goes up with a shot. She'll be fouled. We'll have Poppy at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. We'll see who this one's going to be on. Foul is going to be called on Rodriguez. That is her second personal, team foul number three. At the free throw line is Elise Poppy. She is 1 out of 2 from the line tonight. Here shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Poppy now with 5 points. And that's 8 unanswered points to start this third quarter for the Lady Tigers. Elise Poppy, second free throw. It's on the way up. And it is good also. Got them both. 9 unanswered points, a 9-0 run to start the third quarter. You can't start out much better than that when you're trailing 28-7 at halftime. Down court pass comes to Rodriguez. She wants to go in for a layup. Lost the ball. Picked it up. Stolen away. Coming up with a steal is Kirkendall. Kirkendall down court. Tigers with a chance to cut into that lead even further. Here's a shot from the left side. Up and off. No good. Short. Put up over on the left wing by Isabel Armbruster. The rebound comes down to Aspen Meyer. Meyer to the left elbow. Sophia Fulton wants to penetrate inside the paint. Can't get there. Has to hand the ball back to Meyer. Now Meyer dumps it off on the baseline underneath. Shot is up and off. No good. Meyer with a rebound. Back for follow shot. Put back. Whistle and a foul. Aspen Meyer will be at the line. The foul is going to be called on Ashley Kirkendall. On Ashley, her second personal. First team foul of the half on the Lady Tigers. Aspen Meyer at the line. She has 6 points, all of those from the field. This will be her first attempt from the charity stripe. It's up and good. And that's the first point of the third quarter for the Lord Central Lady Knights here with 4:16 to play. In this third quarter, they played nearly 3 minutes of scoreless basketball while the Lady Tigers put 9 points up. Here's Aspen Meyer's second free throw. It's up and good also. Got the roll. She got them both. She now has 8 points in the game. And it's 30-16. The lead is back to 14. Ball almost stolen away. Ava Armbruster gets it back after it was tipped away from her momentarily there by Sophia Fulton. Left wing. This is Armbruster. Top of the key. Maddie Jones. Boy, they've done a good job on Maddie Jones defensively. They won't let her get free for a shot. Hannah Collier's in the ballgame now, and Collier dribbles the ball through the lane. Hannah hands it up top, gives the ball up to Isabel Armbruster. It comes back to Collier once again. Now she feeds Jones. Jones looks for Collier, cutting through the paint, can't get it to her. Has to go across court with it. Underneath in the lane, moving to the basket with it was Reese McNeely. She will be fouled. As McNeely moved toward the hoop, she got shoved on the floor. It won't be a shooting foul. The foul is going to be called on Sophia Fulton. That will be her second personal. They inbound the ball on the baseline. That comes to the top of the key to Isabel Armbruster. Armbruster hands to Hannah Collier in the corner. Collier dribbles up to the top of the key to McNeely in the paint. Shot is up. Reese McNeely rolls off the rim. Wouldn't go. Had a nice look at it in the lane. Fast break the other direction. Underneath, shot is up and good by Jenna Box. Jenna Box with 14 points in the ballgame now. And it's back to a 32-16, 16-point lead as we near the three-minute mark here in the third quarter. Tigers basketball. Here comes Hannah Carter. Maddie Jones for driving the layup. Up and good. Maddie Jones found the lane. She's got 6 points now. Leads all scorers here for the Lady Tigers. It's 32-18 our score as the Lady Knights come down and set their offense. 2 minutes, 42 seconds to play third quarter. Ball stolen away by Collier. Hannah Collier has it stolen right back, though, by Aspen Meyer. Meyer comes up with a steal. Collier had the steal, started up the floor with it. Meyer took it right back, and now traveling is going to be called on the Knights. The basketball goes back over. The official comes over and has a few words with some of the fans here in the stands. A couple of fans may be being cautioned that they might be asked to leave the building. Oh, my. Our official has made his feelings perfectly clear to some of the Fall City fans down here about the yelling they've heard, and now he's down discussing it with the Fall City bench. And indicating that he's not happy with the cheering section here near midcourt for Fall City. Now we see Principal Gail Dunkus getting up, and he's going to come down and visit with the fans that got the scolding there, asking them just to take it easy. So Mr. Dunkus doing his duty here to calm things down a little bit so that nobody misses out on the second ball game tonight. Anna Collier into forecourt. They got that little dispute settled. Collier has ball dribbled away from her and stole it. The other direction on the fast break. All the way in for driving lay-in. That's up and off. No good. Collier comes down with the rebound. And in the process, Warren Benedict goes flying to the floor. The official still looking over his shoulder into the crowd here. He is not happy right now with the Fall City cheering section. And he's let them know it. Once you're on the naughty list, it's going to be difficult to say much at this point. 32-18, your score. 2 minutes, 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lady Tigers trail. Down court with the basketball comes Ashley Kirkendall. Her pass goes off to Armbruster. Right side, Maddie Jones for three. Shot is up. No. Wouldn't go down. Rebound, Poppy. Poppy has to throw it. Oh, Poppy tried to throw it off the foot of Ella Welsh to save retrieved the possession, but when it went off of Welch, it bounced back onto Poppy as she was standing out of bounds, and the ball goes over to the Knights. Sometimes you just can't catch a break, even when you're trying to do the right thing. And a cross-court pass goes to Jenna Fox, who holds the ball for a moment. Now she feeds Ellen Welch. Welch up top with it to Lauren Benedict in the paint. There's a collision, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Tigers. That foul is going to be on Ava Armbruster. Armbruster's second personal, second team foul. Aspen Meyer back into the lineup. She will replace Lauren Benedict for the Lady Knights. A minute 36 to play in the third period. It's 32-18. Meyer gets it to the right side. There's no look. Three up and good for Ella Welch. Welch hits the first three-pointer of our ball game. She's got 5 points, and now the lead is back to 35-18. Lady Tigers showed a little life there early in that third quarter, but since then, the Lady Knights have pretty much regained control of the ball game and have now opened up a 35-18 advantage with a minute 16 to play here in the third quarter. A turnover down in the corner by the Tigers gives the ball right back to the Lady Knights as Meyer dribbles it across the timeline. Into forecourt, her pass goes down to Ellen Welch. Around the horn on the outside perimeter, they pass the ball. Meyer in the paint. Free throw line goes to Welch to the left side. Ellen Welch holds it a moment, feeds right back to Meyer. They just play catch with it. Fall City Lady Tigers in a man-to-man defense giving chase out here. Ella Welch, left elbow. Heavy Madison. Madison in the paint. Gives again to Aspen Meyer. Meyer can't get there. To the left elbow. This is Sophia Fulton handling the basketball. 30 seconds to play in the period. 35-18. Lady Tigers are trailing. Meyer comes over to Madison with the pass. Standing near the midcourt circle now, holding the basketball, Sophia Fulton. They're just running clock here to get out of the period. 15 seconds to go. Sophia Fulton with the basketball. Up to Meyer. Meyer on the dribble. Works one-on-one at the free throw line. Into the corner left side. There's a three on the way. Up and good. Getting the three with Sophia Fulton. She's got 5 points at the buzzer. And it's 38-18, a 20-point lead for the Lady Knights. We're back in 1 minute on the Bruce State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit iFab.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We move to fourth quarter action. It'll be the Lady Knights with the basketball. Rodriguez on the dribble on the left side of the lane, goes into the corner. The ball was tipped away, knocked out of bounds by Ava Armbruster. Armbruster touched it last. It'll stay with the Lady Knights. Opening seconds here in the fourth quarter. It's 38-18. Lord Central Catholic up by 20 over the Lady Tigers of Fall City High. Lord's basketball. Meyer in the paint. Feeds underneath. Oh, she had a nice pass under there to Gigi. Teresa Gigi wasn't ready for it, and Gigi falls to the floor. She touched it last, and it'll be Fall City's basketball. Full court pressure now applied by the Knights, up by 20, 38-18. Breaking the press is Kirkendall. I think Meyer's going to get called for a foul at midcourt as she reached in on Kirkendall. On Aspen Meyer, that would be her second personal. On Aspen, her second. 7.5 minutes to go here now in the ballgame, 38-18, Lady Tigers, big mountain to climb, down by 20. Jones is in the corner and trapped. Comes out to Armbruster with the ball. The ball is tipped away from Armbruster and stolen by Meyer. Aspen Meyer with the steal. Down court it comes. Here's Meyer across the timeline to the left wing. Near side to Ella Welsh. Welsh around the horn. Rodriguez handling the ball against the man-to-man defense. Rodriguez sets up in the paint. Kicks to the left corner to Madison. Heavy Madison into Meyer. Aspen Meyer dribbles around Kirkendall, goes for a driving lay-in that's up and off. No good. There for the rebound is Reese McNeely. McNeely out left pass, gives it out to Armbruster. Ava Armbruster dribbles all the way in, lost the handle. Ball is tipped away. It's loose. Scramble on the floor. Everybody after the ball, and now a timeout is taken by the Knights. 6:37 to go in the ballgame. 38-18. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
I'm Randy Gatula, back with you here in Nebraska City. 6 minutes, 37 seconds to play in the ballgame. Our score, 38-18. The Lords Lady Knights leading the Fall City Lady Tigers. Lords with the basketball. Theresa Gigi with the ball. Gives up to Meyer. Back to Gigi in the paint. Across court pass. Stolen away by Hannah Collier. Collier with the steal. Gets the outlet pass up to Ava Armbruster. She'll bring the ball down court. Armbruster to Poppy around the horn left wing. Collier in the corner. Down deep baseline left side of the basket. Collier had a look. Didn't want to take it. Tried to lob it underneath. Looking for Jones. Maddie Jones couldn't handle the pass. A little bit too tall and he gets away and goes out of bounds. Here's Sophia Fulton and Jenna Box back into the lineup. Gigi and Rodriguez will lead the contest for the Lords Knights. 6 minutes to go in this one. Boys game coming up after this, the second half of our doubleheader, the boys varsity contest. Lords and Fall City, you want to be with us for that. Meyer backs in against Collier. Collier won't give her any ground. Meyer has to pitch the ball out to the left side. Now the rebound is brought down by Collier. Collier gives it the outlet pass up to Kirkendall, who will come down and set the offense. Kirkendall pass onto the right wing, finds Armbruster, Poppy into the corner. Down to Collier. They work around the outside of this man-to-man defense. A lot of pass inside. Jones, no look there. Now here's Poppy for a driving layup. Up that's off and no good, and the rebound is pulled down by Sophia Fulton. Outlet pass down court comes Fulton with the basketball. Up to Meyer with it. We near the five-minute mark to go in the ballgame in a 38-18 contest. Meyer holds it. Goes inside the paint, moving to the hoop, jump shot up and good by Jenna Box. Box now with 16 points in the ballgame for the Knights. She has 16 of their 40 points. 4 minutes, 55 seconds to go as Poppy holds the ball on the left side down to Collier in the corner. Up top it comes to Armbruster. Armbruster and Poppy just play catch with it. Now Hannah Collier gets the deflected ball in the corner on the left side of the lane, stolen by Aspen Meyer. Meyer, one-on-two fast break, goes around Collier, goes up with a shot. Meyer falls to the floor. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Ava Armbruster. Armbruster picks up her third personal, team foul number three of the half. At the free throw line, Aspen Meyer shooting two shots. She has 8 points tonight. She is a perfect 2-for-2 from the free throw line thus far. Shot is up and good. She's now made 3 out of 3 from the line, has 9 points. Next one would put her in double figures. Here's Isabel Armbruster into the lineup, replacing Ashley Kirkendall now between free throws. Aspen Meyer looking for double figures if she hits this one. The shot is on the way. It's up. It is short off the front of the rim. And coming down with the rebound is Maddie Jones. Jones on a 1-on-3 fast break. Decides to pull it out and hold things up. Gives to Isabella Armbruster in the paint. Armbruster feeds underneath to Maddie Jones. Shot up off the glass and good for Maddie Jones. Maddie now has 8 points in the ballgame. And it's 41-20 as we near the 4 minute mark left to play in the contest. 4:10 to go in the ballgame. Meyer with the basketball to the right wing. Meyer goes down to Sophia Fulton. She tries to penetrate in the paint, can't get to the basket. Instead, has to kick it out top to Evie Madison. Box, turnaround shot, baseline, underneath. Up and good for Jenna Box. She just keeps putting them in. And with 3 minutes and 49 seconds to go, it's 43-21. Right side of the lane, here's a blocking foul. It's going to be called this time on Ella Welsh. That's her first personal. I think that's team foul number 5. And we're down to 3:45 to go here. With the basketball at the top of the free throw circle is Armbruster, holding the ball for a minute to the left side. Now down deep in the corner, Isabel Armbruster, her pass deflected, stolen away, fast break, the other direction comes Ella Welsh. Welsh feeds underneath the basket, shot is up and good. Welsh with the assist, Jenna Box with the basket. Box got it down, 3:20 to go in the ballgame, and now it's 45-20, a 25-point lead here for the Lady Knights. Maddie Jones on the baseline has the ball tipped away from her and stolen. Getting the steal is Ella Welsh. Down it comes to Aspen Meyer. All the way driving layup, got the basket. It will count, and she will be fouled. Aspen Meyer got the bucket to fall and drew the foul. She'll be at the line to shoot one. Waiting to see who they're going to flip a foul on. Foul is going to be on Ava Armbruster. That is her fourth personal. At the free throw line for the and one is Aspen Meyer. Aspen with 11 points so far. This shot is on the way up, in and out. Couldn't get her. She's got 11. She's in double figures. Be sure to stay tuned for the post-game show brought to you by Highland Community College. We'll give you a rundown of the individual scoring, let you know how your favorite player performed tonight. And now we've got a push foul on the baseline. Going to be called against the Lady Knights here. And the foul is going to be called on. Still waiting for him to put it up to tell us. Here we go. Haig gets her first personal. McKenna Haig, freshman. At the free throw line, Elise Poppy. Free throw is up and good. Poppy has now made 5 free throws in a row after missing her first one. She's 5 out of 6. She has 7 points in the ballgame. The 5'6 senior takes aim for the second free throw. It's up and good also. Got them both. 47-22 your score with 2:48 to go in the ballgame. Quite a few subs on the floor now for the Lords Knights. Handling the ball is Izzy Fulton. Izzy goes into the corner with it left side to Lucy Brueggemann. Brueggemann gets tied up. She'll be called for traveling. Seen a lot of players that were playing in the JV game earlier this evening. Here come the Tigers with the ball. Isabel Armbruster into forecourt. Her pass goes down into the corner right side. Right of the mark. She was looking for Poppy. It got away, went out of bounds. They'll turn it over. McKenna Haig up court with the ball, dribbling all the way in for a driving layup that's off the rim and doesn't go. And then he got tipped away from Haig out of bounds. Off of the Knights, it'll belong to the Lady Tigers. Inbounding the ball, Caitlin Titus now for Fall City. Titus in the contest. Into the corner, down base on the left side. Moving into the basket, Hannah Collier, driving shot up off the glass, no, couldn't get it, and the rebound comes down to the Lady Knights. Knights basketball. On the right elbow, baseline in the corner, right side, Izzy Fulton on the dribble. Izzy feeds over to the left. This is White with the basketball. Stolen away, then a collision. Isabel Armbruster had the inside track to grab that one. She's fouled by McKenna Haig. Haig picks up her second personal, and with a minute 54 to play in the ballgame, we'll walk down to the other end, and the Lady Tigers will be shooting free throws. Let's see who we got at the line here. Maddie Jones? No, Isabel Armbruster. Armbruster's at the line. She has 2 points tonight on 1 field goal. Free throw is on the way up, rimmed in and out of there, a battle for the rebound. Coming down with it is Vitas. She puts it out into the corner. Here's a long three on the way. Off the rim doesn't go. The rebound comes down to Sarah Gigi. Gigi, outlet pass, finds Izzy Fulton with it. A minute 35 to go. Izzy Fulton almost has it dribbled away by Isabel Armbruster. They put it inside the paint. Driving layup off the glass. Won't go. A battle for the rebound underneath. Coming out of there with the rebound is Caitlin Titus. Titus came down with the basketball and was fouled. Lucy Brueggemann called for the personal. We'll have to walk to the other end with a minute 26 to play. And at the free throw line, Caitlin Titus will be shooting 1-1. She's a 5'5 sophomore, has not scored yet tonight, just getting some late action here in the ballgame. 47-22 is our score. A couple more subs in now. Delaney Godeman into the ballgame. Caitlin Kirkendall, a couple of sophomores checking in. At the free throw line, Caitlin Titus shooting 1-1. Free throw is up, came up short, and it goes out of bounds on the baseline. It'll be handed back over to the Knights. With a minute 25 to go in the ballgame, 47-22, Lord's Knights have led throughout. They opened up a big lead early and really never looked back here. On the baseline right side, turnaround shot up, half doesn't go, whistle and a foul. Foul is going to be called on Jamie. That's going to be on Kirkendall. Caitlin Kirkendall picks up her first personal. Free throw on the way up and comes up short for Lucy Brueggemann, but she'll get a second attempt. Down to a minute 15 to play now. Boys game coming up after this, the boys varsity contest. Lucy Brueggemann, second free throw is up. She got it. Brueggemann, sophomore, 5'5", is in the scorebook, hitting one of two free throws. That makes it 48-22, the score. Fall City with the basketball. Emily Vitas feeds it underneath. Vitas with a nice feed was looking for Isabel Armbruster coming through the lane. As Armbruster went up with the shot, she was fouled. Haig is called for the personal foul. So at the free throw line will be Armbruster shooting two shots. The first one comes up short. Isabel Armbruster. She'll get another attempt here. Kenna Haig picked up her third personal there a moment ago. Isabel Armbruster. Free throw is up. She got that one to fall. Get the second one of two. Makes it 48-23 with a minute to go in the ballgame. Down court is Izzy Fulton on the dribble. Fulton across the timeline. Feeds it to the right side. Man-to-man pressuring defense here right down to the wire by these Lady Tigers, the reserves, getting after it. There's a shot that's up and a whistle and a foul. And guess what? We're going to shoot some more free throws. At the free throw line will be Mia Wright. Emily Vitas picks up her first personal. And Mia Wright is at the free throw line. And she's going to be shooting two shots here. Wright, the 5'8 freshman. First one is short. And she missed everything and is embarrassed. She puts her hands over her face and looks at the floor. But she gets another try for the freshman. Mia Wright, ready for her second free throw attempt here. Looks to the basket. Shot is on the way. This one is short, but it does touch the front of the rim. And the rebound comes down to the Lady Tigers. Caitlin Titus on the dribble. To the left elbow. This is Vitas at the free throw line. Emily Vitas around the horn to the right wing. Delaney Godeman. 35 seconds to play. Godeman tried to feed it into Vitas. Ball is stolen away. With the seal is Izzy Fulton. Izzy Fulton, a 5'5 sophomore, into forecourt. Fulton gives to her teammate in the corner on the right side of the basket, Titus. Or back to the top of the key, rather. Dribbling left side, laying in and out of there. Would not go down. Vitas gets the rebound. Outlet pass comes down to Isabel Armbruster. Armbruster spin move, feeds it back to the right side, across court pass. There's a long three from the right side. Titus, follow shot, put back, won't go down for Isabel Armbruster. Buzzer's going to sound, and there's your ball game. The final score tonight, the Lord Knights, 48, and the Fall City Lady Tigers, 23. 48-23, that's your final score. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout. Be back with a post-game show right after this two-minute break on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best friends in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, the final score tonight in the girls' varsity contest, the Lords Knights 48 and the Falls City Lady Tigers 23. Let's look at the individual scoring first of all for the Knights. Jenna Box led the way. She finished with 18 points in the ballgame. Aspen Meyer ended up with 11. They were the only two girls in double figures on either team. 5 points tonight for Ella Welch. Also, Sophia Fulton with 5 points. Adding four was Sotelli Rodriguez. 3 points tonight for Evie Madison, and Theresa Gigi had one. Also 1 point for Lucy Brueggemann for their total of 48. From the charity stripe, the Lords Knights hit 14 out of 20 from the free throw line. For the Falls City Lady Tigers, not a lot of scoring to report. Elise Poppy led the way with 8 points. She got 6 of those on 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. 6 points for Maddie Jones. Isabel Armbruster finished with 5, and Ashley Kirkendall had 4. For the Lady Tigers, total of 23. From the free throw line, Falls City made 9 out of 14 at the charity stripe. 48-23, your final score tonight. The Lords Knights with the win. The Lady Knights improved their record to 4-6. The Lady Tigers fall to 7-4. We're going to take about a 15-minute break out here now and send the things back to the studio to Aaron Wisdom. We'll be back with the pregame show of the Boys Varsity Contest in about 15 minutes. Stay tuned right here to KTNC.